ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 9, The Island of Jambudvip, verse number 22. Verse number 22. Kim duskarer na kratubhis tapovriter dana dibirva dyujena falguna nayatra narayana pada pankaja स्मृति प्रमुस्तातिशयेन्द्रियोत्सवा किं दुष्करेण क्रतुभिस्तपोवृतेर् दानादिभिर्वा द्युजेन फल्गुना नयत्र नारायण पादपङ्कज स्मृति प्रमुस्तातिशयेन्द्रियोत्सवात् किं दुष्करेण क्रतुभिस्तपोवृतेर् दानादिभिर्वा द्युजेन फल्गुना नयत्र नारायण पादपङ्कज स्मृति प्रमुस्थातिशयेन्द्रियोत्सवा किं दुष्करेण क्रतुभिस्तपोवृते दानादिभिर्वा द्युजेन फल्गुना नयत्र नारायण पाद पंकज स्मृति प्रमुस्तातिशयेन्द्रियोत्सवा दुष्करेण क्रतुभिस्तपोवृते दानादिभिर्वा द्युजेन फल्गुना नयत्र नारायण पाद पंकज स्मृति प्रमुस्तातिशयेन्द्रियोत्सवा दुष्करेण क्रतुभिस्तपोवृते नादिभिर्वा द्युजेन फल्गुना नयत्र नारायण पाद पंकज स्मृति प्रमुस्तातिशयेन्द्रियोत्सवा किं दुष्करेण क्रतुभिस्तपोवृते दानादिभिर्वा द्युजेन फल्गुना यत्र नारायण पाद पंकज स्मृति प्रमुस्तातिशयेन्द्रियोत्सवात् माताजी Kim, what is the value? Duskare, very difficult to perform. Na, our. Kratubhi, with performances of sacrifice. Tapa, with austerities. Vrite, vows. Dan adi bhi, with executing charitable activities. And so on. Va, or. Dyujena, with achieving the heavenly kingdom. Falguna, which is insignificant. Na, no. Yatra, where. Narayan Pada Pankaja, of the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. Smriti, the remembrance. Pramushta, lost. Atishay, excessive. Indriya Utsavat, due to material sense gratification. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The demigods continue. After performing the very difficult task of executing Vedic ritualistic sacrifices, undergoing austerities, observing vows, and giving charity, we have achieved this position as inhabitants of the heavenly planets. But what is the value of this achievement? Here, we are certainly very engaged in material sense gratification, and therefore, we can hardly remember the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. Indeed, because of our excessive sense gratification, we have almost forgotten his lotus feet. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The land of Bharatvarsh is so exalted that by taking birth there, one can not only attain the heavenly planets, but also go directly back home, back to Godhead. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, 25, verse 25. Yanti deva vrata devan pritran yanti pitra vrata bhutani yanti bhutejya yanti madhyagno api mam. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to the ancestors. And those who worship me will live with me. People in the land of Bharatvarsh generally follow the Vedic principles and consequently perform great sacrifices by which they can be elevated to the heavenly planets. However, what is the use of such great attainments? As stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 21, Shinye Punye Martya Lokam Vishanti. After the results of one's sacrifices, charity, and other pious activities expire, one must return to the lower planetary systems and again feel the pangs of birth and death. However, one who becomes Krishna conscious can go back to Krishna. Yanti Madhyagno Api Mam. Therefore, the demigods even regret having been elevated to the higher planetary systems. The denizens of the heavenly planets regret that they could not take full advantage of being born in the land of Bharat Varsha. Instead, they became captivated by a higher standard of sense gratification, and therefore they forgot the lotus feet of Lord Narayan at the time of death. The conclusion is that one who has taken birth in the land of Bharatvarsh must follow the instructions given personally by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yad gatva na nivartante tad dham paramam mam. One should try to return home back to Godhead, to the Vaikuntha planets, or to the topmost Vaikuntha planet, Golok Vrindavan, to live eternally in full blissful knowledge in the company of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Agyantimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Mahare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 19, Verse Number 22, Translation. The demigods continue, after performing the very difficult task of executing Vedic ritualistic sacrifices, undergoing austerities, observing vows, and giving charity, we have achieved this position as inhabitants of the heavenly planets. But what is the value of this achievement? Here we are certainly very engaged in material sense gratification, and therefore we can hardly remember the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. Indeed, because of our excessive sense gratification, we have almost forgotten his lotus feet. Hare Krishna. So we are continuing to read this section wherein the demigods residing in the higher planetary systems, as well as the demigods residing in other varshas, which we have read, they are glorifying Bharat Varsh. This Bharat Varsh, among all other Varshas, is very special. The other Varshas, even though geographically are not part of upper region, but they are heavenly in the sense that those pious living entities on the earth planet, they are born there to achieve the fruits of their pious activities and they enjoy there. So in spite of having so much enjoyment, the demigods, they still want to come on Bharat Varsh. And in this section, in various verses, these demigods, they give many reasons why they would prefer to come to Bharat. What is the advantage of leaving the heavenly planets and coming to Bharat Varsh? So in today's verse, the demigods recall that in order to attain the heavenly planets, one has to undergo lots of difficult tasks. One has to perform many Vedic ritualistic sacrifices or yajnas. One has to perform lots of austerities, penances, tapasya. One has to follow very strict vows. And one has to give lots of charity, daan. These activities done as per the scriptures in ordinary course of duty are called pious activities. Yajna, tapasya, dhyan and vrata, following certain vows like fasting or eating once a day, chaturmasya and all these things. So when a pious living entity, he performs these activities, yajna, dan, tapasya, vrata, for long period of time, controlling his senses, giving up sense enjoyment, then such a living entity may be born on the heavenly planets. And as a result of these pious activities, in the heavenly planets, the living entity gets to enjoy a lot. The standard of enjoyment, sense enjoyment, in the heavenly planet is much, much higher as compared to earthly planets. But the basic principle of sense enjoyment is same. When a conditioned soul desires enjoyment, then based on the senses one has, one wants to come in contact with sense objects. And when that contact happens, the soul experiences happiness. This experience of happiness is not just because of the sense objects. It's because the desire is fulfilled. For example, a pig, his sense enjoyment is, sense object is stool. So when the pig's tongue come in contact with fresh stool, he feels happy. Where is happiness in stool? Even an uneducated, illiterate person will hate. But a pig feels happy. But the same uneducated, illiterate person, when he takes a vada pav and puts in his mouth, he feels happy. He thinks this is happiness. But when Indra sees him eating vada pav, he says, what nonsense is this? Indra has the same feeling as the person who eats vada pav has a feeling when he sees a pig eating stool. He says, low class, low standard. The man may tell the pig, low standard. The demigod will tell human, low standard. Then from Brahmaloka, somebody will see Indra enjoying with apsaras, say, low standard. And from Vaikuntha, somebody will see the material world, all the demigods enjoying, low standard. So, then who is happy? It is all illusion. Happiness is not there in the sense objects. Happiness is not there in the material world. When Krishna created this material world, He created them out of 24 elements. We all know these 24 elements. Is happiness one of that element? No. And after creating the whole material world, then Krishna saw, he thought, I should put a nameplate to this. You know, our house, our shop, we put a nameplate. Our door also we try to put a nameplate. So Krishna said, we should put a nameplate to this. So what nameplate he put? Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. Dukhalayam. If you go to a Vastralay, you know what is Vastralay? And you say, Bhai Sahib, ek pustak to de do. He is a foolish person. Padta nahi ke Vastralay. Ye to vastra milta hai. Pustak nahi milta hai. In the cloth shop, you don't get book. Simply dukhalay mein sukh to de do. If somebody tries to get sukha from dukhalay, he is dukhi also and is foolish also. And because he doesn't get, so he is double dukhi. So in dukhalayam, in dukhalay, you don't get sukh. So there is no happiness in this world. As an ingredient. It's not put here. So we search for an object in a location where the object is not there. We will not get it. But we get something and we call it happiness. Mil gaya. We don't get. But we get some other object and we call it the original object. That is illusion. So when a person eats a vada pav or a samosa or a jalebi or a gulab jamun, why does he feel happiness then? When happiness is not there in that object. Because he desires for such a contact. The mind says, if you put rasgulla in your mouth, you will be happy. The rasgulla doesn't contain happiness. But the mind makes a relationship between sense object and happiness. So the mind says, if you put rasgulla in mouth, you will be happy. If you have a Mercedes car, you will be happy. If you have a new Nokia mobile model, you will be happy. This relationship is made by the mind out of ignorance. This is not actual relationship, but this is made. So when the relationship is made and it is very strong, so we identify with that experience of happiness. So when we get the sense object, we feel happy. It's like a small boy running after a 1 rupee toy. You pull that toy away, that boy will cry like anything. You give it back, he'll smile. Oh, so nice. What is the value? 1 rupee, hardly anything. But the mind has made such a strong relationship of that toy with happiness that the boy gives lakhs of rupees of value to that small object. That is called attachment. So everybody has a set of sense objects. And we are very attached to those sense objects. The higher we are attached, the stronger we are attached, the higher is the experience of happiness or distress when the sense object is present or absent. When I was a small child, I had attachment to some toys. If that toy somebody takes away, I'll be crying. Now I'm a young boy, and the person who took away the toy 20 years before, he comes and says, look, look, I took your toy, I am so sorry, take this back. and I get that toy, would I have the same happiness? No, because my sense object has changed. A young boy will have some different sense object. Nice shoes, nice goggles, new bike. But suppose I become old and somebody says, hey, bike tha na aapka, le lo wapas. No, no, I want wheelchair, not bike. So, every individual living entity has different set of sense objects. And the stronger is the attachment, the stronger is the experience of happiness when we come in contact with that sense object. And stronger is the experience of distress when we don't get that sense object. Frustration when we don't get that sense object. So it is all the contact and it is all the relationship, the false relationship which the mind makes with the sense object that we try to fulfill the desires of our mind, and that is called sense gratification. So this sense gratification is available to all living entities. From lowest to highest, in different quality. But the experience of happiness and distress is same. Whether the dog eats its food in the dustbin, or a person eats its food in Taj Mahal Hotel, the experience and the joy of eating food is same to both. Whether the sparrow owns a nest or a man owns a bungalow, sea-facing bungalow, the joy that I have my own house and property is same. Or the demigod having some mansion in their planet. So this sense gratification in varieties of standards is available to all living entities. So the demigods, they have a higher standard of sense gratification than people staying in Bharatvarsha. So those jivas staying in Bharatvarsha, when they are attached to sense gratification and they think that what sense enjoyment I am having is low standard, I want high standard. So they try to go to demigod planet to have nice association with apsaras, drink somar juice, have a healthy body with strong senses, and have Nandan Kanan gardens around, and so many other advantages and benefits. So for enabling themselves to do that, they perform lots of severe tapasya, charity and yajna, sacrifice. They give up sense enjoyment here, thinking that I'll get better later. They give up sense enjoyment here, perform lots of sacrifice. Like if you want to become Indra, you have to perform 100 Ashwamedh yajnas. So, and give lots of charity and all. So after reaching there, after performing so difficult tapasya, yajna, sacrifice, vratas, and giving charity, after reaching there, the demigods get so much sense gratification, more than the Bharatvarsha residents, that they find it difficult to remember Lord Narayan. Even if we have knowledge, but to remember Krishna, to remember Lord Vishnu, requires some stability of mind.
If somebody is too much into distress or too much into sense enjoyment, happiness, it's an extreme condition. And in that extreme condition, a person finds it difficult to remember God, difficult to remember Lord Narayan. So the demigods, they find it difficult to remember Lord Narayan because of too much sense gratification in the heavenly planets. In fact, because of easily available sense enjoyment, they do it excessive. They do excessive sense enjoyment and thus forget Krishna, thus forget Narayan. So what is the use of such a birth? Even materially it is high standard, high class, but no use. Because it doesn't take us to the destination. The ultimate goal of life is to reach the Vaikuntha planets, is to reach Krishna. So what is favorable to that goal should be accepted. What is unfavorable should be rejected. Imagine if you are going out and you have two options, two cars, one 60 km per hour, one 40 km per hour. Which one you will take? 60 km, fast. No, first ask, kidhar ja raha hai? You are going left and 60 wala car is going right. 40 car is going left, then which you will take? 40. Because the question is not just speed, the first question is destination. So if the car is not going to my destination, what is the use of a 60 km per hour car? So the destination in the human form of life is to go back to Krishna. So a struggled human form on earth planet and a high standard sense enjoyment on demigod planet, which is to be taken? That form which helps us to go to Krishna. And the demigods say the high standard sense enjoyment form on their planet, you can't remember Krishna. Very difficult. And in fact, excessive sense enjoyment will forget Krishna. But on Bharatvarsha, struggled life, difficult to make the ends meet. Sukha, dukha, both are there. But at least you can remember Krishna. So this car is 40 km per hour, or maybe 20 km per hour, non-AC. But this is better, because actually it will go to the destination. The other car will go to hell. It will go to perform accident. So, decisions in life should not be based on comfort and convenience. They should be based on whether it is favorable or unfavorable to my devotional service. If this activity is favorable but discomfort and inconvenient, I should be ready to accept it. If it is comfortable, convenient but unfavorable, then I should be ready to reject it. That is called surrender. So decision should be based on the destination, not the vehicle. So in Bharatvarsha, in the earthly planet, in the human form of life, there is an opportunity not only go to heavenly planets, but also go back home, back to Vaikuntha planets. in the heavenly planets also there is an opportunity to go back to Krishna. But it's very, very difficult, more difficult than on earthly planets. Because there is so much sense enjoyment there that a person forgets God. There is so much excessive sense gratification done by devatas there, because so easily available. They may have association with apsaras and apsaras will never get pregnant. So it goes on, goes on, goes on. Where they will think of Krishna? Where they think of Narayan? Difficult. So this excessive sense gratification is a big disadvantage in the heavenly planets. Even in Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna is asking, "My dear Lord Krishna, if somebody performs bhakti, you said he will go back to you. Very nice. But provided he completes it at the time of death, perfect. But somebody is incomplete at the time of death, then what will happen to him? Na idhar ka, na udhar ka. Right? If at the time of death I complete my bhakti, I'll go back to Krishna. But if I don't complete, whole life I followed all the regulative principles, Mangal Arati, chanting, fasting, Ekadashi, and at the time of death I don't get Krishna also. So where will I go? So Lord Krishna said, "My dear Arjuna, good is not overcome by evil. Anything good we do will always give us advantage. So those who perform short-term devotional service, they are born into heavenly planets. They enjoy life for 10,000 years. And then they come down, they take birth in a rich family, and they have again chance to perform devotional service. But those who do long-term devotional service, where they are born? Anything better than heavenly planet? If short-term gives heavenly planet, long-term gives something more than heavenly planet. What is that? Bharatvarsha. They are born into Vaishnav family, where from childhood only they are taught Krishna consciousness. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself says, better than heavenly planets is taking birth on earth planet among association of devotees. Better than becoming the king of heaven is to become a dog in the house of a Vaishnav. Because you read Mahaprasad there. Even Lord Brahma, he prays to Krishna, "My dear Lord, make me a grass in Gokul, Vrindavan." So Vrindavan is present on earthly planet. We can go and visit. Demigods, where do they get Vrindavan? So, those who perform long-term devotional service, for their rapid further advancement, they just come to Bharatvarsha in association of devotees with devotee parents, and there they practice Krishna consciousness and can very easily go back home, back to Godhead. That is better. So if we die, I mean we will die, when we die, we should do long term or we should complete. If you do short term, you will go to heavenly planet. 10,000 years, and after 10,000 when you come here, ISKCON Jew rahega nahi rahega? Kali Yuga will be in full force, already full force. Add 10,000 years to this. We don't know whether Krishna conscious movement, because Prabhupada said golden period 10,000 years. So 10,000 years we are enjoying in heavenly planets, and after that what will happen here? Chance khatam. So we are in dangerous condition. So heavenly planets, there's so much sense enjoyment. Better to be here. Performing so much yajna, performing so much dana, great personalities have done, but they have not achieved much. In Vrindavan, Lord Krishna comes in contact with the wives of the brahmanas, yajnik brahmanas. Before that, he sends his boyfriends to the brahmanas to ask for some prasad. And they ask, "My dear brahmanas, please give us some prasad." And what do the brahmanas respond? No? No. They don't even respond. They don't even say, "Baad mein aao." Ya nahi dunga. They don't even appreciate that somebody is asking. These are high class, first class Brahman panditas performing yajnas. Agnihotra sacrifices. Then Krishna sends the same boys to the wives of the brahmanas. And they immediately, out of love for Krishna, they bring all the foodstuffs. So much attachment they have for Krishna. And the brahmanas are surprised. Our wives never went to Gurukul, never practiced brahmacharya, never chanted mantras, never performed yajnas, never did tapasya, never did dana. But they have so much attachment to Krishna. To help with our yajnas. We didn't have attachment to Krishna. We didn't identify him. And the interesting point is, after knowing all this also, they didn't go to meet Krishna. Okay, abhi to jao. They didn't go. So what is the use of this yajnas going to demigod planet when Krishna is at your door and you say, "No time." And dana, there is an example of King Nirga. So much dana he did and he became a lizard. Millions and millions of cows he gave to the brahmana, but a small mistake and he became a lizard. And tapasya, once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his Navadvip Leela as Nimai, he would dance in Srivas Angan at night, behind closed doors, private dancing with immediate associates. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Mukund, Sridhar, Haridas Thakur, Srivas Pandit, Ramai Pandit, and few others would be there. So there was one brahmachari, very austere, taking only milk and fruits for years together. He approached Srivas Pandit. "My dear Panditji, I want to see the dancing of Nimai Pandit." Srivas Pandit said, "No, you cannot, not allowed." So this brahmachari again and again approached Srivas Pandit. He said, "No, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said outsiders not allowed. He will get angry on me. I can't allow you." Brahmachari said, "I am very pure brahmachari. I take only milk. I hardly sleep. I perform lots of austerities. Please once." So now devotees are very merciful. His heart melted. He said, "Okay, I will allow you. But you stay behind the curtain. Don't come in public. Don't come in the presence of anybody. Just stay behind." So that night he came and hid and kirtan started. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started dancing. Then suddenly he stopped the kirtan. He said, "Srivas, I am not feeling the usual ecstasy. Somebody is there who should not be here." Srivas got afraid. He said, "No, no, Mahaprabhu, continue, continue, kuch nahi hua." Then again dancing started, again kirtan started, again he stopped it. He said, "Srivas, there is somebody here who should not be here." Then Srivas understood, you can't hide. So he brought that brahmachari. He offered full obeisances. He said, "My dear Mahaprabhu, this brahmachari is very pure. He wanted to see your dance." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got angry. He told this brahmachari, "What do you think? You can purchase Krishna by drinking milk? Get out." And he left. But while going, he was thinking, I am so fortunate, at least I saw him dancing. Very humble. So when Mahaprabhu understood his consciousness, he was very humble, he brought him back. He said, call him, call him. And he put his lotus feet on his head. He said, Krishna is achieved, is conquered only by pure devotional service, not by tapasya only. So by yajna, by dana, by tapasya, by doing, performing pious activities on ordinary course of duty, one can't get Krishna. This earth planet, we can get Krishna by hearing from devotees, by hearing Bhagavatam from devotees. There's no other way. When Sukadeva Goswami was going to Parikshit Maharaj to speak Srimad Bhagavatam, on the way Indra came down. He said, my dear Sukadeva Goswami, don't go to that Parikshit Maharaj on the bank of the Ganga and speak Bhagavatam. You come to Indraloka and speak Bhagavatam. We have bigger audience there. We'll give you more Dakshina there. Why are you going to this Parikshit Maharaj? Anyway, he's going to die. So Sukadeva Goswami said, no, he's going to die. That Takshaka is going to come. I need to save him. Indra said, what is the big deal? I'll give a pot of nectar. If Parikshit Maharaj drinks that pot of nectar, that Takshaka's poison will not be effective. There was a dead tree there. Indra put few drops on the tree and the tree became alive. He said, so powerful. Sukadeva Goswami said, useless. I have Bhagavatam nectar, much better. I will go. If you want to hear, you come at the bank of the Ganga. So even demigods want to hear from Sukadeva Goswami. So only by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, only by following the instructions of Lord Sri Krishna, one can succeed in this human form of life on earth planet. So this Ashwamedh Yajna and all this dana are much, much lower. In fact, incomparable to the practice of Krishna consciousness, chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, worshipping the deities, offering obeisances to the deities, preaching, doing book distribution. This is much higher. Incomparable, they can't be compared. In fact, it's offense to compare. If somebody says chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is equivalent to 100 Ashwamedh Yajnas, that is offense. The chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is better than Ashwamedh Yajna. It's an offense. Or superior to Ashwamedh Yajna is an offense. Because we are comparing. If I say Aishwarya Rai is more beautiful than a pig, is it a true statement? But it's an insult. Because comparing insult to what? Pig or Aishwarya Rai? Because comparing whom? If I say the illumination of the sun is higher than our bulb, it's true. But does it make sense to compare like this? Where is the sun and where is the bulb? So if you compare Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with Yajna, Dana, Vrata, Tapasya, it's actually an offense. It is incomparable, unique. Once in Kurukshetra, during the eclipse, Lord Shri Krishna came with all the Dwarka Vasis to take bath there. And all the Brajvasis also came to see Krishna. So all the cowherd boys and the gopis, Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maya, and all the Dwarka Vasis, the Kshatriyas, they all came. Now the main road, whenever some Kshatriya of Dwarka would walk, they would be on a big chariot with 8 horses and 8 horse soldiers, 8 horses on the chariot and 8 horses as bodyguards, horse soldiers. And they would be wearing big armor and big sword and shield and big, big kshatriya. When they would walk, all the small coward boys wearing dhoti and one stick, they would all go on the side of the road. Because let the chariot pass.
or let the horse soldier pass, or let the Kshatriya with bodyguard pass.
So all these Dwarka Kshatriyas, they would be very proud because they were big Kshatriyas. And they would be big bodied and big dress and big weapons and so many bodyguards. And when they would walk, they will cover the whole road. It's like a big truck passes and cycle wala, what happens? Cycle wala has to go to the side. So all the small coward boys, they will go on the side. So Krishna saw all his coward boys are being neglected by the Kshatriyas. He didn't like it. So suddenly, in the Kurukshetra area, the Kshatriyas, they saw one cow. One cow was about to die in a quicksand, daldal. So all the Kshatriyas thought, we are supposed to protect the cows and the Brahmanas, and in front of us the cow is dying. So they all threw some ropes to pull the cow or tie the cow, but they couldn't. The cow was not able to take help, and the Kshatriyas were not able to help, so the cow was dying. So the Kshatriyas were very concerned, so they all ran to Krishna. He said, Krishna, Krishna, you are Gopal, protector of cows. See, one cow is dying. Please help. So Krishna came. He saw the situation. He said, this is not an ordinary situation. Only that person can help who has done 100 Ashwamedh Yajnas. So all the Kshatriya, they went back. Krishna said, why? What happened? You, Kshatriya, come, you help. He said, I have done only 10. They get lost. You? I have done only 20. You? I have done only 30. So all 90 tak aa gaya, but 100 nobody had done. So the one small coward boy, Krishna called him. He said, see this cow. Immediately the coward boy went, took the cow and came out. And all the Kshatriyas were surprised. He said, Dwarkadish, when did he do 100 Ashwamedh Yajna, such a small boy? So Krishna said, he stays at Govardhan. Daily he does Govardhan Parikrama. And even one step in front of Govardhan is 1000 Ashwamedh Yajnas. He does lakhs daily. All the Kshatriyas were surprised. They thought, this is a small coward boy, but he's so great. So from next day what happened? The coward boys would be walk on the road and the Kshatriyas will go in the corner. So performing devotional service is much higher. And this facility is available on Earth planet, on Bharat Varsha. So the demigods say, why did we take birth there? They were already in Bharat Varsha. So here, instead of performing devotional service, they ended up doing pious activities. And because of that, they went to demigod planet. So here, on this Earth planet, we have an opportunity to practice devotional service. So we don't have to do other material activities. We should be completely convinced that if I serve Krishna, I don't have to do anything else. I will achieve all perfection. Nothing I have to do. I just have to serve Krishna. If I water the root of the tree, that's all. The whole tree will get benefit. I don't have to worry about the small, small plants and twigs. So with this conviction, one should know one's fortune of being in Earth planet, with a human body, and in ISKCON, in association of devotees. Very, very, very fortunate. Very, very, very unfortunate if after all this fortune, we don't use it. It's like two people are starving. One has 100 rupees in his pocket, one has no money in the pocket. Both are unfortunate. Who is more unfortunate? One who has money or one who doesn't have money? One who has money. He has money, still he is starving. So we are associated with devotees, still we don't practice. More unfortunate. So we should practice, make ourselves fortune and utilize this life so that we go back to Krishna. Satchid Ananda. Life full of eternity, knowledge and bliss in Vaikuntha planets. Okay? We'll end here. Thank you very much. श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की हरे कृष्ण
If there are any questions or comments, we may take. Mic is coming. You speak in mic.
Hare Krishna. Guruji, from Brahmaloka, when all the material world got annihilated, Brahma and some his associates, they go to the Vaikuntha Loka, from Brahmaloka. So is there any chance of from Swargaloka, those who are very sincere for serving, because like Indra, Chandra, Varuna, they are also serving Krishna. So they also go, their existence so uplifted like Satya Loka, or they will come down to Mrityu Loka and again perform, and then they will go Vaikuntha.
No, there is a chance from demigod planet also to go up, but it's rare. Indra is a good devotee. When Narkasur was present, he harassed Indra so much that Indra came down to Dwarkadish, please help me. And Dwarkadish went with Satyabhama, killed Narkasura, helped Indra. While coming back, he just took one tree. How many trees are there in heavenly planets? Lakhs. He just took one Parijat tree and Indra came with his whole army to fight with Krishna. So Sukhdeva Goswami doesn't, when he speaks this Leela, he doesn't appreciate Indra. He says, what kind of devotee is this? He is first going to Dwarkadish taking help, and then he is so ungrateful that one tree he picks up for his wife, and that fellow gets angry. So, very rare chance, but the chance is there.
So, how come Krishna said, you know, Shine Punya Mrityu Loke Vishanti?
Yeah, so the general process is, when their punya, pious activity is finished, they come back on earth planet. And here they take shelter in the womb of a woman, female, and again.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Yeah.
Thank you very much for your wonderful class. This is a very wonderful concept you are telling. One was whether the sparrow is eating some grains and man is eating in five-star hotel. Principally, the enjoyment is same. How to understand that is like, because we don't
do you know it is same? Huh. It's mentioned in the scriptures. The happiness and the distress is same. Prabhupada writes so many times, whether the dog eats on the street or we eat in the hotel, the dog performs sex on the street and a human performs sex in the apartment, it is same. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. And if still you want to experience, you go and eat on the street and go and eat in the hotel, finally the fulfillment will be same. It will not be different. Right? If you go and do something in a low class way and do the same thing in a high class way, the items, the arrangement may be different, but the experience of happiness is same. How many chapatis will you eat in the hotel? Same. If you are paying the bill, you will eat less anyway. Outside, same number of chapatis. Whether you eat in a golden plate, or you eat in a steel plate, or you eat in a patal, the experience of eating and fulfillment is same. Right? So outside things don't matter. Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
The denizens of heaven, they also experience distress, like when Vrittasur defeated Indra and Indra had to run away. So that time all the inhabitants of heaven also must have been in difficulty. So there is unhappiness also in the heaven sometimes.
Yeah, there is. There is fear. The whole material world is fear. Fear of loss. Fear of uncertainty. Fear of future. Kal kya hoga? Fear is always there. Death is there, so fear is there. So heavenly planets also fear is there, unhappiness is there, distress is there, fights are there.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
This Bharat Varsha, I mean, it is a small part of our India or entire earth land?
It is supposed to be entire earth land, earth planet.
Because this Vedavyas wrote this Bhagavatam long time ago. So that time, this India is not this small part. Recently we divided Pakistan, China and Russia. So I think this entire land is called the Bharat Varsha.
Yeah. But we should know that land is not this globe. Varsha is different. Our modern geography is different. We'll see the structure of the universe in the next chapter. Okay. So either you'll more understand it or get more confused.
Okay. Thank you.
Any more questions? Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Ye heaven mein jo aadmi chala jata hai wo by birth jata hai ya transfer hota hai, kaise hota hai?
By
birth uska wahan heaven mein janam hota hai ya transfer ho jata hai, wo kis prakar ye?
Jab atma idhar sharir chhodta hai aur wo swarg jane ke layak ho jaye to udhar wo अपियर होता है, एक शरीर मिलता है उसको. जैसे सूरज अपियर होता है वैसे उसको उधर एक शरीर मिलता है. उधर बर्थ नहीं होता है, उधर प्रेगनेंसी नहीं होता है, वो आ जाता है उधर एक शरीर में. ठीक है? या
हरे कृष्ण भाई.
हरे कृष्ण
जी. यू मेंशन दैट माइंड when it means when different sense objects come in contact, when it's the mind which is making the connection between senses and sense objects. Now it can be at gross level and at subtle level also, and then people experience different kinds of means happiness or distress. So even when one becomes a devotee, like in that there also there are different sense objects, and one has different mindsets from previous background. So there also it may happen, like the so called means the activity of devotional service may go into, may change into, you know, sense gratification kind of, like,
yeah, it may happen,
right? So how can we check it?
Means we have to check our motivations. If our motivation in any engagement, your question is finished?
Yes.
If our motivation in any engagement is for some personal benefit, not Krishna's pleasure, then that is separatist mentality. Then that is not pure devotional service. So if you think, arey, usko garland dala, mujhe nahi dala, aaj kal dala tha, this is not a good devotee. So this means we are desiring Mahaprasad garland. No, we are desiring respect. Yesterday he came, last Sunday he offered me obeisances, but this boy, this Sunday he didn't offer me obeisances. He becomes so proud. Actually what is happening is something else is happening. Right? So, these are subtle sense objects. So we should check our motivation. Our desire, we still have desires, but it should be serving Krishna. Separate, if we dovetail, then we get purified. If I have desire to eat samosa, no problem. Eat Mahaprasad samosa. So that is dovetailed. So my desire is also fulfilled and I get purified also. So we should dovetail our desires and come in contact with prasad, Krishna's objects, those which are offered to Krishna. So our desire will also be fulfilled and will be purified. But any desire, if we introspect, or any activity we introspect and we come to know there is some personal motivation involved there, then we should try to come out of it.
How
we come out of it? By taking an austerity and avoiding such thing. If I have a personal motivation towards some object or some service or some post or some responsibility, I should keep myself away from it. Unless my consciousness is such that I can accept it as a service responsibility or as a service object. Otherwise there is entanglement.
as soon as we come in contact with sense object, like money, it's Lakshmi actually. But I see it as not Krishna's servant. I see it as money which has purchasing power and which can give me lots of sense enjoyment. So if I come in contact, my attachment will increase and I may start misusing it. So we should keep away from danger zones, those objects which fulfill our personal motivations. Right? So we should do service as servant of servant of servant. A servant just obeys the order. So we just obey the order. By regular hearing, these motivations get clear. Many times we don't even know our motivations. So we should be introspective. We should ask why to ourselves. Why I want this? Why I am doing this? Why I am thinking like this? So you get an answer. You ask why to that answer. That is introspection. When you keep on digging your heart, you will come to know the final, whether it's a personal motivation or it's a desire to serve Krishna. So it should be introspective.
Yeah.
This whole process of attending Mangaladi, chanting our rounds, attending class, reading Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, will take care of this. This whole process is pakka. If you remain in the process, follow the rules and regulations in the association of devotees, it will purify our heart. Okay? So, coming to Krishna consciousness, a sadhaka has lots of problems, but solution is only one. Follow the whole process. It will take care. Okay? Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
So, you said that in heavenly planet, people just appear. But in some descriptions, I don't know whether it was of different verses of this Jambudvip only, where it is mentioned that the women get pregnant only 1 year before their life is completed. Is it for only this verses?
So that means there is no regular pregnancy. There is birth, there is no regular pregnancy. So all demigods don't appear just 1 year before some woman has to fall down. Some will appear at that time. Others will appear at other times. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.